Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, everybody. Harry Carey here. We've got a great show lined up for you.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
I once took a pair of binoculars and stared at the sun for over an hour.
Why would you do that?
Curiosity, I guess. Heck, I'm curious like a cat. I have a couple of friends that call me Whiskers.
With Andy Dirt Johnson.
Hey, now, kid, we all know that the moon is not made of green cheese.
Yes, that's true, Andy.
But what if it were made of barbecue spare ribs? Would you eat it then?
And Brendan Sprague.
I know I would. Heck, I'd have seconds. And then polish it off with a tall, cool Budweiser.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back in. Hour 2, Dirt and Sprague here on 1080 The Fan, the Odyssey app, 99.5 HD2, and YouTube, youtube.com/1080AM The Fan. Good morning. Happy Tuesday to everybody out there. Hope your Tuesday morning is going all right. We had a lot of conversation in the first hour.
Mr. Unlimited.
It was an unlimited conversation.
Good butt.
A lot of good. He's got a good butt, too.
Russ got a good butt.
Russ has got a solid caboose.
We did sports butt conversations, sports trophies somehow. Jade Knott and is Justin Wilcox trapped in the wrong era?
Yeah, I thought Ron Rivera was supposed to solve all this at Cal. He's their new general manager, remember? They gave him control like they're doing with Andrew Luck at Stanford.
And the poll question is up at Dirt and Sprague. Would you be excited if the Blazers traded for Zion? Yes, swing, baby.
Swing, baby, swing.
No, thank you. Mm. And right now, no thank you is winning.
Well, you know, what
I think people
do?
Are...
Oh, look, I get it. I acknowledge...
an exhaustive factor of Zion Williamson and like... Can he be the thing that he still hasn't been?
Yeah. At least he's that thing when he plays. He just doesn't play very often. That's
30 out of 82 is tough, buddy.
I think in four. How many years? He's been in the NBA for 5 years. So go ahead and do the math on this. What's 5 times 82?
410.
Okay. He has played 214 career games.
Oof.
He's almost missed more games than he's played in 5 years.
Yeesh.
Only 1 year over, not, excuse me, 2 years over 60. He played in 70 and 23, 24, and 61 in 2021.
Brendan Kleen is going to join us at 8:30. Our ticker is going to get moved an hour, so we'll up the mail sack to 8 a.m., and the mail sack questions can be text in at 503-864-6326. That's the Fan text line. You can also put them in the YouTube chat as well, and we'll try to get to that at 8 a.m. The mail sack, if you're new to the show, it's a Reddit AMA. You ask us any question. It could be sports, non-sports. If you want to ask Swag for Life advice, you're more than able to.
Do so at your own risk.
Yeah, fire away.
100%.
I have lived some life.
Yeah, you don't even know if you like mayonnaise.
He's very confused lately.
Very confused individual. Yeah. Raise your hand if baseball team won yesterday.
Look at us. Hey!
Wait, is this the first in the...
Is this the first time?
First day.
We all won yesterday?
We're 17 games
in. I didn't look at all the scores across baseball.
There might have been a weekend.
Thank you for winning.
You're
appreciate
damn right.
That.
We'll sweep the Phillies. Don't worry about us.
Really appreciate it.
Best start in 20 years.
Although the Dodgers did allow the Rockies to score their first run in 33 minutes.
You guys play the... That doesn't count. Lower your hand. Beating the Rockies doesn't count.
Ohtani finally snapped out of his slump.
Beating the Rockies does not count as winning a game.
We have
it
audio.
It does not count.
We have audio
that should be a half of a win.
My Braves game yesterday at the Blue Jays that we're going to get to today.
Yes.
Which, if you're a sideline reporter, you just you start doing this every game. If you're single.
Thank you for ruining
it. If you're single.
Yeah.
Fire away. Talk about take a swing. Take a swing.
Take a swing. I'll
tell you this right now. Quick baseball note. My team just played the Rays now in Toronto. When your team loses a series in a spring training facility, I would just continue to maintain. It shouldn't count.
It's like watching your NFL team lose a game in a high school stadium. Like, this doesn't really equate in my mind. It doesn't feel like an actual game.
It felt like they pretended the Hall of Fame game mattered to your win-loss record.
Where are we playing this thing? Yeah, it's in Canton. Why is it in Canton?
I wanted to get your guys' takeaways. We talked a lot of Blazers yesterday with the Chaunce Crone audio, press conference stuff, future of franchise stuff. It was a big topic. But we didn't actually react to what we saw on the court with the players. And so I want to get to that, but very quickly, a report or some of the rumor mill stuff around the league yesterday, I chatted with a couple media members, is that the Blazers may have, first it feels like because they won 10 of 11, they decided to multi-year this whole thing.
That's what you do. An 11-game sample size is all you need.
Run it back, baby.
Yeah, I mean, I heard Danny yesterday saying in December they weren't going to bring Chauncey back. Like, you're dictating multiple years of your franchise on like a month and a half of play.
The status quo Blazers love the status quo.
That is a wild thing to do. If you want to bring him back, bring him back. Like, that's fine. But you cannot in good conscience say, well, we're a 13-win team in our first 41. This dude ain't coming back.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, we won 10 of 11. He's back.
He's back, baby.
That's just not my idea of how you run things, but no. I'm not in charge there. There's some stuff that maybe they also did this because they did not want him to go to Phoenix, that they had caught wind that Phoenix is sniffing around the Chaunce tree.
Have fun in Phoenix.
Because they fired Bud yesterday.
Look, that thing is imploding. They're likely going to blow up at least a chunk of their roster, if not the entire roster this offseason. Go ahead, man. You're worried about losing him to Phoenix?
I'm just telling you, like, that was a real thing that was
or
being
Denver,
talked
go
about.
Back and live in Denver. That's great. Have fun coaching
really
Jokic.
Stuff
I don't know why they would want to hire him, but, you know, if somebody
he
else
played
wants
there.
Him,
he knows.
He did. He's been there.
He knows.
If that's your decision-making process, basing it off of a 30-game or 10-game sample size and then worried some other team's going to take your head coach, you say, see you later, man.
I don't know if that's true.
Yeah.
I'm just sharing on the radio some, like, rumor mill NBA stuff because that's what this league largely is. It's all rumor-based where different media members tell other media members, hey, I'm hearing. And yesterday it was a little like Suns were sniffing real hard at Chaunce. Blazers caught wind. Didn't want him to go to Phoenix and be good. So, re-signed. We won 10 of 11. We're good.
That's how you operate. It's a winning organization.
Speaking of winning organization, they had said in their press conference that they might have a star on this team.
Who could it be?
Well,
who could it be?
I don't know.
Anybody?
But we didn't talk about their season's over. We're not going to see these guys for a few months. I'm just genuinely curious. I don't know if Mr. Angry Pants is going to make an appearance today. We'll have to wait and see on that one.
I think I kind of already have. A little bit in this segment. Not angry.
You're always
I'm more
putting
of a passive-aggressive pants right now.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of mocking and making fun of them.
Yeah, it's kind of a combination thing with
a little
you.
Bit.
Your guys' overall takeaways of some of the key players on this team, or the quote-unquote key players on this team. Yeah. Let's start with the obvious. If we were to give solid grades, this is a school system.
Ooh.
And this is not one of those schools that, like,
you can't give D's or F's anymore.
Yeah, like everybody passes.
Everybody passes.
We actually care about the education here. We care about the real takeaways, the expectations going in versus what you got coming out of it.
It's kind of the way the Blazers graded Chauncey Billups, if we're being honest. Everybody passes.
Okay. There he is.
Sorry, last one. Let's move on.
Mr. Passive-Aggressive Pants.
Sorry.
Let's start with Denny. Denny, who is probably, if we're being honest, the player Chaunce is saying, you know, we could have the superstar
we might have
in here
that
right
guy.
Now.
Might have that guy.
By the way, I listen to a lot of the national podcasts, not every episode, but I listen to a lot of them. The lack of conversation about Denny Avdia's season has been kind of like, oh, I guess we're the only ones who have cared about how good this season's
been. I think
been.
We're the only ones who care about anything going on in this organization. You are irrelevant. Nobody watches you. Nobody pays attention to you. You're the ninth worst team in the NBA. You have nothing that stands out from a national perspective. The only thing that we had in the previous era was Damian Lillard. That's why Tumani Kamara is probably not going to be first team all defense, and it's why Denny Avdija
makes the team.
He should make it. Yes,
a coin flip.
Get right on now. The team, and it's why Denny Avdija didn't garner any conversation.
Denny Avdija, what would you grade it?
You got to give it an A. I mean, he was incredible this year.
Okay.
He exceeded expectations, especially at the end of the year. The biggest question about him and a lot of these guys is, does it translate next year? Does it continue? Is this a linear path of growth?
Well, it has been so far based on his last year with Washington and what it was this year.
No doubt about it. He also was a very different player in the first 30 to 40 games of the season than he was in the second 30 to 40 games of the season. Yeah. I think his season-long average was about 16 points per game. His average in the last 30 to 40 games of the year was like 22 points
Pretty
per
good.
Game. That is a massive jump. Mm-hmm. Is he more of the player at the start of the year? Is it more the end of the year? Is it somewhere in the middle? Is he a consistent 16-point per game shooter?
Mm-hmm.
If he is, he's a great piece to have on your team, but he's nowhere near a number one or number two option.
B plus. Yeah.
I mean, high bar for him.
You can't.
Swag's a tough grader. If he was a professor, he would be a.
I mean, he's the son of a teacher.
He grinded balls a little bit, you know?
You can't discount, you know, he had some C's and D's there to start the season.
He had some rough stretches.
Some incomplete assignments in the first 2 months.
You're missing homework, Danny.
Yeah,
what do you want?
Get your homework in, man.
So he still is too aggressive, turning it over too frequently at times to be the playmaker for the team if you're looking at him in that role. Obviously, his 3-point shooting picked up as the season went on, but there he got off to a horrid start shooting threes.
I think they benched him in like a month into the year, didn't they? Yeah.
So he now most improved student maybe throughout the year. Yes.
Very happy with Denny's growth, Mr. and Mrs. Avdija. It's been impressive.
Plays
to say the
well
least.
With others.
Shaden Sharp. This is where we get tough because this is where they externally are selling us on what this roster is. And this is where I start to like get into the weeds of, if I'm being honest, do I agree with their takeaways?
Yeah. B minus, C plus.
Yeah, I'd go C minus to be honest with you. A guy who was injured last year, we didn't get to see him very much.
Yeah.
This was a year where you were supposed to see a big step, and I think you saw a step. But I don't know if it was a big step. I don't know if there was ever moments or stretches. I know some of the performances at the end of the year were nice when you're playing teams who are openly tanking.
Yeah, it's hard to take anything away
that's
the last
not,
10
You're not
games.
Playing NBA rosters, man. Yeah. He shot 31% from three.
He had a bad shot.
He was horrible in stretches defensively. I still disagree with the strategy to bench the seventh overall pick in his third year in the NBA.
I'll go a solid C. You go minus, yeah. I'll go solid C. I had higher expectations for him this year, baby Kobe. Next year's kind of the year for me. Like, we're going to find out he's either going to be a run-of-the-mill rotation guy who has a 10 to 12-year career, and, oh, that's where he is.
Ah, he's got a 19-point-per-game score. That's not bad.
Versus we're going to give him a decent, sizable contract, and we feel like we can use him to actually build with.
Yeah, I mean, he's 21 years old, so there's that in the back of your mind where you want to give him the benefit of time, but at the same time, what you just said about next year is what a lot of people were saying a calendar year ago. Like,
this
is the year he's got to, got to figure out the contract, this is a big year for him, and I'm not saying the entire thing was terrible, but if I would have told you at the start of the year, he's going to be benched for how bad he's playing defense, and he's going to shoot 31% from three as a shooting guard in the modern NBA.
Yeah, the three ball numbers are
like,
just
that's
so
just,
bad.
That's,
the catch and shoot, he could do it. But
yeah.
Overall from three,
31%
not good.
Is horrible. It's the worst of his career.
Not good at all. I want to ask you about a couple other players and what you would grade them, veterans and younger players, because this roster kind of sold to us as like, hey, we're in a great spot right now. And that was kind of one of the big takeaways I got from Blazer fans in my life. I had one person excited that Chaunce got the extension, but he's a sicko. And then I had a lot of other people like, they won 36 games. They beat a lot of bad teams, and they're really trying to act like we're borderline, like, contender-type vibes.
We had an unbelievable year here in Rip City.
And I get it, 15-game improvement from last year.
Yeah. And a year where you didn't want a 15-game improvement.
How did you feel 2 years ago? Because it was only a 3-game improvement from that.
They won 33 games 2 years ago.
So, like, I don't, we're all weighing this stuff differently. So I'm just generally curious how people viewed the seasons of some of these players. We haven't talked about the basketball stuff of this. It was just the press conference stuff. So we'll get to a little bit of that. We got the play-in to talk about as well. We got some play-in games. Are you out on the play-in? Are you in on the play-in?
Are you playing in the play-in?
Yeah, are you playing in the play-in?
You watching in tonight?
We'll have to talk about that. Got some other football odds and ends. We'll go to Phoenix for the Daily Ticker. at 8:30 and the mail sack at 8. So we're back with a little bit more of the grading of some of the Blazers next on the Fan.
Hey, Dirt and Sprague here, sticking around for our good friends at Trajan Wealth. You mentioned the play-in is tonight. Would you like to hit the buzzer beater with your retirement goals? Then call Trajan Wealth today to learn about their tailored wealth management solutions. They now have offices located in Lake Oswego. The number to call, 503-207-6000. Or you can visit them online, Trajan Wealth. That's TRAJANWealth.com.
Trajan Wealth, we talked about this with you guys before. They're there to answer any questions you have. The simple truth is that there's more to retirement planning than simply calculating your expenses. Trajan Wealth can help you design a strategy based on realistic options that align with your goals and circumstances. There's a lot of questions. Give Trajan Wealth a call today, 503-207-6000, or you can find them online at TrajanWealth.com for a free consultation.
Inflation, election cycles, new laws, interest rates can all affect the financial markets in the short term. It doesn't make sense to keep changing the way you invest in a response to the daily news. Let the folks at Trajan Wealth help you review your strategy and make sure you have what's right for your goals. Give them a call, 503-207-6000. Visit them online, Trajan Wealth. That's TRAJANWealth.com. Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Paid advertisement.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Swag is suggesting Walter Payton be added to our Rushmore of sports butts. Juicy sweetness, as we like to call him during the break.
He's got a good butt.
Yeah.
It's a good butt. Running backs, just in general, I feel like, have good butts.
Barry Sanders had a good butt.
Barry Sanders had a good butt, yeah.
Yeah. Football players and baseball players, I think, lead the categories here.
The uniforms lend themselves.
Well, but it's also their exercises. Like, basketball players are long, lengthy.
They're lean.
Yeah, they're lean. They're still bigger than people think, but they're not built like...
Did we feel different about basketball butts back in the day when the shorts were shorter? Because the butt was a
certainly
little more visible
helped.
Back in the day.
I mean, you go back like Darnell.
Not that we're super baggy now Valentine, in the NBA, but.
Darnell Valentine with the Blazers in the short shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good butt.
Made you feel a certain way. Made you question things. You were in Portland. Get weird.
Yeah.
We're grading basketball players.
I love this. I love a good grading segment.
I feel very Francesa today.
I feel Francesa and Mad Dog and Howard Sternish. It's like a combination of things. We're all over the place. But what I would say, though, is I do think this part is important. If you're going to play audio from the press conference and disagree with this or that or what they said or what they think, well, what do we all think? We all watched these games. We watched this team. I bought a damn antenna this year.
I did, too. That's still so stupid I had to do that.
I switched over to YouTube TV.
Get on YouTube TV, Blazers.
Well, this might be... Well, to them, it's the YouTube TV problem. It's not the Blazers. It's not them.
I know.
It's Root.
The single most...
It's not them. It's Comcast.
Frustrating thing
it's
about that whole
somebody
industry.
Else's fault.
No, we're...
It's always somebody else's problem.
Anyways, we're grading the players.
Yeah.
So we just did Shaden. And we did Denny. Let's do Tamani Kamara. I'm very curious where you guys end up grading out on Tamani Kamara.
He ends up at an A- for me, but
I think
a
A-.
ton
too.
Of extra credit that he did during the season.
He pushed really hard for that solid
exactly.
A, but not quite enough on the test.
You know, he's, yeah.
Yeah, I go A-. He's absolutely a kind of guy you want on your team. The hard part is I think he's going to go overshadowed for a long time because you don't have somebody to build a team around, unfortunately, and I don't view him as that level of player. He's a little bit older early in his NBA career than some of these other guys are. We've gone through it with Shaden and Scoot and what their general age is. Kamara's not quite in that category. He's an elite defensive player, and you will always have a spot on an NBA roster when you can play that level of defense.
You hope to see his three-point shooting continue to improve
And he's
more
you know,
consistent.
have some sort of consistent offensive game night in and night out. But based on the expectations that I had for him coming into the year and the year that he had, A- to me is perfect.
Jeremy Grant played 54 games this year. I'm not...
Sorry.
Wow.
Sorry. Sorry, that was aggressive. Sorry, I got.
I haven't even graded Tamani yet. I say one name and you scream.
Well, you didn't give me a Denny grade. We didn't get. We got your Shaden grade. I don't think. Did you give us a Denny grade?
I gave you a Denny grade.
I don't think you did. You gave us a Shaden grade. I don't know if you gave me. You gave us a Denny grade.
I go A-.
A-. Okay.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Jeremy Grant played 54 games.
Hold it. Hold it.
Tamani Kamara played 70. Jeremy Grant played 1,830 minutes. Tamani Kamara played 1,678 minutes. Tamani Kamara, for me, is going to get a B+. And I certainly understand and would say probably deserves an A grade for most people. I think everybody in the city would probably lean that way. And I totally get it. This is not a total knock. I was pleasantly surprised. I was actually really happy they got him in that trade. I watched a lot of, like, little film clips of Tamani, and I remember saying it on the pod with Danny, and he kind of laughed
like
at
I
me.
Said, he did a ton of extra credit.
Great defender.
I felt like I had to reward that.
He was at 28th percentile in effective field goal percentage. He was 36th percentile at rim shooting percentage. He was 11th percentile in the short mid-range, 22 in the long mid-range. He was 9 in the mid-range. Like, a bad shooter. Even his three-point shooting, we were like, hey, big, good 3-and-D guy. That three-point shooting kind of fell off a little bit.
It did.
He ended up in the 28th percentile at 33%.
That's not great.
So his thing is obviously going to be how much more can he possibly grow offensively.
What is the ceiling offensively?
Versus, obviously, an all-NBA defender, whether he makes the first or second team. We'll wait and see on that, but we all, I think, universally agree he's worthy of being on that list because he was awesome in that category.
Again, the problem is that he's elite defensively, and there's always a spot for that on a team. It just, it doesn't matter unless you have a guy,
right.
And he's not the guy.
They think internally, they think he could be the guy. He's 23.
He's
going to be 24 soon.
He averaged 11 points per game as a 24. He's 24, I think. Yeah. I think he just turned 24.
Cleaning Glass has him at 23.5.
Yeah, he was born in 2000. So he was born in May of 2000, so he's going to turn 25 in a month.
Okay.
And so, he's averaging 11 points per game.
I don't know why Cleaning the Glass.
Get your dates right,
Cleaning. Oh, you know what I did?
Yeah, what'd you do?
Hold on, I got to update these.
The
I gave you the wrong
the
stats.
You gave me the wrong stats.
I was looking at Cleaning the Glass last night, and I wanted to comp Scoots year one, year two. Totally forgot.
Mm.
So now I got to go redo and give you the Tamani or the Tamani
Oh, those
numbers.
Were the Scoot stats you were giving us? The three-point shooting?
Those were Tamani stats.
Last year?
But those were last year's stats. So that's my apology.
I didn't think he shot that bad this year.
Well, also the minute thing seemed weird to say 16 more games and 200.
That didn't make a lot of sense.
That didn't make any sense at all.
Because he played more minutes. I mean, he averaged 33 minutes a game this year. He played in 78 games. So he had to have played more minutes than Jeremy Grant.
Give me a second here.
Minutes.
But my larger point, it remains.
So he played 2,500 minutes. I want to correct this because I totally screwed that up, and that was my mistake.
Well, I just went along with you because nothing really makes sense with the organization, so that's why I laughed.
And
he ended up shooting 37%.
He played 1,000 more minutes than Jeremy Grant. Yeah. So thank God.
20-something more games, too, helped significantly. Jeremy Grant would have been in the starting lineup of all those games that he played or been available to play in all those games. But my larger point remains, like, hanging your hat on a guy who's he's turning 25 in less than a month. Who averaged 11 points per game. I get that he's young in his NBA career.
Yep.
Come on.
I want to correct it real quick. So I had those stats from last year. So obviously improved those stats. I will take that back. A-. Good job, Tamani.
Okay.
Love Tamani Kamara.
Update the numbers.
They're updated. I'm an idiot. Anfernee Simons.
F.
An F?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Harsh grading system.
D+.
What is there? What positive came from Anfernee Simons' season this year?
He shot 93% from the free throw line.
That's pretty cool. He averaged less than 20 points per game, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
This is his seventh year in the NBA. I was told that he was significantly better than Tyler Hero, and then Tyler Hero was an all-star.
Yeah.
He was supposed to be the guy who carried the team, and then that burden set him out of the lineup for like 2 weeks. He couldn't handle it. His shooting numbers, I believe, were down across the board from where they've been.
Okay.
And defensively,
he's bad.
Yeah,
he's not good defensively.
Okay, so there we go.
He's a sixth man on a good team, and he's our best player. That's not a good situation to be in.
Donovan Clingan, year one.
C.
A C.
I give him a little bit more than that. I'll go B-.
Wow.
For his rookie, for a bad draft, seventh pick. I'm not acting like he was great, but
I don't know.
Needs to be on the floor more.
Ended up averaging 19.3 minutes per game.
Got to be on the floor more to utilize what he is good at. Against better teams, he got into foul trouble.
God, he's a bad free throw shooter. He's a very bad free throw shooter.
Shaq level bad.
He's really bad from the
free throw line. Sub 60%, not
good. So you love his rim protection and his rebounding abilities. He just got to be on the floor more.
Yeah, got to get in better shape and got to stay healthy.
I'd say a solid C as well. Close to a C+, but a solid C. I just don't know if he'll ever be anything much offensively, but defensively had those moments that made you go, well, that's kind of special.
Yeah, I mean, we said last year for the draft, if you find a starter in
then
this draft,
good.
Then
you're
fine.
Good.
If he's a starting center that's 13 and 12.
Agreed. Can he get it to 30 minutes a night? Can he be effective on pick and rolls and lobs to the rim and putbacks and average 12, 13 points a game?
Develop a three-point shot, too, that's consistent.
He's working on
it. He could get there.
I like that he shot it, at least.
Yeah.
Let it fly, big
guy. He's not lacking in confidence.
Yeah.
You're going to leave it wide open, take that shot.
They got to work on his conditioning all summer long.
Jeremy? I mean, I think we're in unison.
Incomplete.
He's terrible.
Incomplete.
Incomplete, yeah.
Incomplete's worse than an F, isn't it? Like, you didn't even try?
Exactly.
Wow. Yeah, he didn't even attempt.
Like, he was the guy in summer school that was in the bathroom the whole...
I mean, just a money suck. Like, just flushing money down the
did
toilet.
Did you see his interview, by the way, his postseason?
No, I didn't see any of the player ones.
He didn't sound very ecstatic.
I mean, he played in 47 games, and he had arguably the worst year of his career.
He was so, so bad.
And he's making much money this year?
Yeah, well,
he's 31.
He's got, what, 109 left?
Five years, 160.
Yeah, 109 and 3 years left on his
deal. Can't let that guy walk. He averaged almost 10 points per game fewer than he did a year ago.
We had to outbid literally nobody to give him that contract.
When we knew Dame was going to demand a trade.
Well, that's, you know. DeAndre Ayton, same. Like, he had good moments, but...
Incomplete.
Played 40 games.
40 games is not very good.
40 games. Played less than half the game.
Yeah, Chance wants to give you an 11-game sample size. Like, that's the problem of his entire career. He's had 11-game sample sizes that are great. He's been in the league for a minute now.
Final one, and then we'll move on from this electric radio segment.
Yeah.
In which I got...
That's a win.
Tumani Kamara's stats completely, just absolutely wrong.
That's a loss.
Shout out to Monte Kamara. Good improvement from last year.
Massive improvement.
Now that I have screwed this up and seeing the growth, good little year for Tumani Kamara. I don't know how much better he can get offensively.
I think he can get better.
But I
he's not going to be the face
of create?
A team.
See, that's the step. Can he low post stuff? He's got a little bit of a post move. He's long.
Sure.
He's lengthy.
He's not a star you build a team around. Wow. He's just not. He's not.
I think he's a star you build. He's a player. No, listen. Not a star you build around, but a player you build with. Is he any different than having a Trey Murphy?
No.
No, I think he could be more Bruce Bowen.
Bruce Bowen? There you go.
Bruce Bowen.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm kind of hoping for more than Bruce Bowen.
Yeah. Well, he's taller. I mean, he plays a different position, but...
Can be Tony Allen? We want more than Tony Allen?
Scoot Henderson, final one. This is...
C-.
This is the big one.
C-.
This was the number three pick in the draft 2 years ago.
He had moments, he had stretches, far too inconsistent, missed a chunk of games this year.
So 27th percentile in effective field goal percentage, 23 percentile in two-point percentage, 47 in three-point percentage. So
I got better. He was 32% to 35% this year.
Not a good free throw shooter in the 15 percentile. Like, he's got some things you can point at, but also he turns the ball over.
Turns it over a ton, and if you're going to be a point guard, starting point guard on a team that, you know, in theory can contend, you can't shoot free throws that bad.
Okay, so what is C-. our overall?
Yeah, C- is what I would give him.
Okay.
C-. It's a passing grade. Like, he passed. He's 20 years old. Like, all right.
C-.
I'll give you a passing grade, but I'm not giving anything more than that.
Is that a universal C-?
Is that how you feel? I mean, his points per game went down. His minutes per game went down. His starts were significantly down.
The minutes thing is like, just inexcusable.
He played 28 and a half minutes last year. He played 26 minutes this year.
He
averaged 14 a game last year. He averaged 12.7 this year. His numbers were other
than 3-point
shooting.
He's still making bad fouls, like gambling and going for steals and stuff.
I mean, let's just
call
a spade a spade. If they get lucky in the lottery and they get the second pick,
you're taking a point guard.
Harper.
You're taking a point guard.
They absolutely are. Why?
And then we're going to keep Scoot and Anthony Simons on the roster next year because that's how we roll, baby.
Great if we did that.
I mean, just all the guards.
Four guard lineup.
Who needs a guard? We got the guards. You need the guards. I got the guards.
Be funny if they reversed course from long and lengthy. Although Harper's
short.
At least tall.
Just give me those short guys out there. You can't keep up with us. We're running and gunning.
Scoot and Shade's grades are the biggest ones I think most people want to grade out.
You mean lottery picks who were at times on the bench this year?
All three of the lottery picks sounds like they're at C's.
I gave Klingon a B. I think I gave him a B minus.
Did you go B minus?
I think I went a B minus.
Yeah,
with
I gave him a C.
I agree with Swag C.
That's fair.
Didn't
that's
have.
High, I just didn't have that high of expectation for him, and I thought at moments I'm like, I could see it there. I could see him being a starting center in the NBA.
He's not even 21 yet. That's the good news.
He's very young. Do you know that?
I do. Also, I know how to change the year on my stats.
You got it.
Now.
You got it down now, baby.
One of the all-time dumb moments on this show.
And when you were saying that, I was thinking to myself, I thought he had a better shooting year than that.
So did I. I felt really wrong saying it.
And I was like,
it,
Jesus, that was bad.
You know what gave it
Am
away?
I that was, high on my own supply?
It was the age thing. You're like, he's going to be 25 in a month. And I'm like, it says 23 and a half.
Yeah.
And I went,
wrong year.
This is from last night. I was doing some show stuff.
That's right.
All those stats, by the way, via Cleaning the Glass, a great website created by former Blazer employee Ben Falk. I love it. It's only a couple bucks a month. I love it. It has all the advanced analytics on it available. All right, coming up, we got the play-in to get to. We got football stuff to get into. We got a ticker at 8:30, and we got the mail sack at 8 a.m. We got a lot to get to. Dirt and Spray, back with more on The Fan.
All right, welcome back, Kim. We're going to embrace debate coming up in the next segment. You ready for this? Let's yell at each other.
We're going to embrace debate?
Right around the corner.
I love it.
Are we gonna? Is this dumb, or does it make sense? That is your next segment.
I think it makes perfect sense. I just disagree with the overall philosophy that teams do with this.
It's a very debated thing in sports amongst all fan bases and programs and franchises, and you name it.
Yeah.
We'll get to that in a moment.
By the way, based on expectations, what grade would you give Scoot? Second season, A, B, C, or D is up at Dirt and Spray.
Okay, poll question is up. We'll get to the mail sack top of the hour, so we'll embrace debate, and then we'll have some fun with the mail sack. Before we embrace debate, let's have a little palate cleanser, shall we?
Sure.
Your Atlanta Braves played a game yesterday. Do you know this?
They did. They played in Toronto.
They were
the Red Hot Blue Jays.
They were up above the border getting some maple syrup, hanging out in Canada. What's up, Canada? We love you. We're inside you. And on the broadcast, the game is 4-0. Braves are winning. Now, it sounds like the Braves got a new broadcast team this year. Am I wrong in hearing that?
You'd be correct.
Okay, new broadcast team.
New sideline guy, for sure.
New sideline guy. The play-by-play guy sounded new, too.
I think he got there last year because they had...
What happened to old Chip? Where'd Chip go?
Cardinals.
He went to St. Louis.
I think that's where he's from, or he called their game. He had a tie with them.
Can I give you a hot take? Upgrade. For the Braves. I'm not the biggest Chip Carey guy. He's a little boring for me.
Give you a slightly hotter take. I listen to a lot of other team broadcasts.
Yeah. when he was on the call, or just still?
Yeah, still.
Yeah. Okay.
Like they just played the Phillies.
The Phillies broadcast crew is great.
Yeah,
it's really
good.
I would
say it's elite.
One of the best in the league, without a doubt. This happened last night. So the Braves are playing in Toronto, and they sent it down. There's a Braves field reporter. They got their little sideline guy, their concourse guy walking around.
He's a young 20-something.
Younger gentleman, and he stumbles across a couple of fans, and they're like, "Hey, it's 4-0. It's like the fourth inning. Let's interview the fans. See what's going on here." And how it transpired is maybe going to change the game for all sideline reporters.
We're having a lot of fun up here up the Corona rooftop. Who do we got here? What's your name?
My name's Lauren.
Lawrence, all right.
And I'm Kayla.
Kayla, and you guys hang out at the rooftop lounge often?
Once a year I come out to visit.
Come here up.
Okay, well, we timed it pretty well. All right, good. How are you guys feeling about rooting for the Braves today?
I'm picturing Will Ortner in my head.
I don't know. I'm hoping for the best.
What about you? Are you a Braves fan now?
Not quite.
All right, I'm gonna go to work up here, guys. Good luck the rest of the way.
Okay, Wiley. You got four innings to get the numbers.
Come on.
Get us some more Braves fans.
All right, so they want me to get your number.
They want you to get my number.
I'm dead serious. They're saying in my ear right now, she didn't believe me because she thinks you guys are not. I'm making this up. Even if you guys weren't, I might use that in the future. That's actually a pretty good move.
This is unbelievable.
So the best part of this right now is that Wiley could totally be faking it. This might be the new move. Okay. Just walk around with a FanDuel microphone and an earpiece in and convince fans that they're actually on TV.
I should have thought of this years ago.
I am speechless.
I got the number. We're good.
He got the phone number. So on the video, if you watch it, the point that they're bringing up is there's not a camera following him around. So it's one of the cameras behind home plate. He's out in like the outfield.
Yeah.
And so he's basically like, hey, I'm over here in section 212. The camera finds him and zooms in. So he's just walking around with a microphone, nobody else around him. So he easily could have been making the entire thing up. But when you watch the video, he hands her his phone. She types in the phone number. And he says, all right, I got the phone number.
We need a follow-up from Wiley Ballard, by the way. Is it a real number?
Is it a real number?
Did he he texted immediately after.
Did he get ghost digits?
Well, what you do is you get the number,
right,
and you call it right in front of her, and you see if that thing rings. I'm like, it's not ringing,
that
huh?
That hurt. That stings.
You could have just said no.
Yeah.
Could have said
see
no.
You later.
Said, I don't want to give you my my number.
It's a great opening line, by the way, at a baseball game.
You come here
often?
You from around here?
It's one way to hit on somebody, that's for sure.
He got the number. It all worked out, and the Braves got a win. Delightful night for the Atlanta Braves
It makes you want to tune in tonight
and to see if there's an
see
update.
If there was some sort of...
Is she back at the game tonight?
She back at the game.
Do they go on a date? Is there like a second inning thing where he sits down with her?
Did they meet up after?
Yeah, I need a follow-up here.
I mean, one Toronto's... of those second date or no second date?
Was there a second date?
I might actually have to dial up when... When are they? Is it a 4 o'clock?
It's a 4:07 first all pitch right. Our time. That's what's great about Bravo games.
Yeah, I love those early starts. Perfect. I love when the Giants are on the East Coast. It's delightful. I don't have to wait around till 7 for the game to start.
So yeah, hoops practice at 6:30, so I catch a lot
leave
of the game.
For, yeah. Gotta leave for the yard for the hops there, but I might be able to tune in right at
the start. Catch a little bit of it. So he got the phone number. Good for him. And this should be a thing. It's like people say wedding rings and babies attract women, which is ironic because you were married and you have a child at that point.
Yeah, but that means you're in on it.
That's
you know
right.
I mean?
This is the thing. Like people should. This is going to become a video spoof thing. I guarantee you that people do on social media. Like just walk around with a random microphone. You can find those anywhere. Get an old mic flag. Yeah. Get an earpiece. Yeah. Put a little headset on. Act like you're on television and go hit on women. It's a brilliant idea.
Seems a little odd to want to do that.
Look,
just hit on. Just ask. Just you know.
Yeah, I know.
Be a person.
Like, yeah.
This is something Dirt does. Yeah. If Mrs. Johnson ever leaves.
She leaves me. I'm doing this for sure.
I don't know what to do anymore. I've been out of the game a long time.
Look, listeners have already told me that the DDPC would benefit from Lake Oswego being a public lake now. The pontoons can hit Lake Oswego at this point.
I know, but...
It's a legal lake. I'm taking the DDPC out there.
You got to get the pont... The problem is the pontoon can only deliver you in the lake. There's no...
I mean,
like
that's okay.
The river,
we'll puddle
you're
around.
You're going up and down the it's river.
Right. These
you can
are
stop all the way down in Westland,
pure floating trips.
Oregon City.
So that'll be my first move to get the ladies. Is my DDPC club?
Okay,
is the route I'm going to go. And if that doesn't work
now
out,
you could take
sideline reporter
from,
after
from
my
like
DDPC drops them off. We go into the stadium.
West end of the canal.
I get a microphone
into downtown.
Yeah.
What date do you tell the gal? I wasn't actually on TV when I got your number.
How long does that ruse go on for?
You
got
to be in a relationship for at least six months.
If she knows what's going on, she's checking YouTube or that,
immediately.
Yeah,
or you just
let's see your Instagram. Let's see.
Yeah. Exactly.
Or you're a fun natured person. Hey, that was just my pickup line. You know,
probably wouldn't end well in the relationship, but you know, I digress.
You got to be different. You got to stand out.
You got to stand out.
That's one way to stand out.
Good for Atlanta Braves sideline guy. Let's get to embracing debate. Does this make any sense? Next on the Fan.
It's crunch time.
Let's go!
Where Dirt and Sprague crunch the hot topics you want to hear.
What's the pressure? Don't sit here and act like there's no... We get nervous teeing off in front of a gallery on the 10th hole at Eastmoreland.
Crunch time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness. With memberships as low as $9.99 per month. Find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, and online at crunch.com.
All right, crunch time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness. Memberships as low as $9.99 a month. You can find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, and online at crunch.com. Mail sack coming up top of the hour. Dare I say, delightful sack today. So far, sack's looking good.
Hopefully there's some springing lines on Friday referencing how awful I was on that stats segment, because, God, that was bad.
That was pretty
sucky. Damani can't shoot at all, but
sucks,
I feel like
dude.
He did.
I thought he shot better than that. No, I'm looking at the numbers right here. It tells me he was terrible. So the mail sack is coming up top of the hour, because we're going to go to Phoenix for the Daily Ticker in the final hour.
Boy, what are they going to do?
What does their offseason look like? They fired Budenholzer yesterday, and so Kevin Durant's likely on the move. What about Devin Booker? That's coming up in the final hour. The show. It's NBA play-in night as well. Does anybody care? Do we care?
I don't think people really care.
I don't think I care.
I mean, I know nobody cares about the East.
Nobody's watching the first game. Will I watch the second game?
I'll
have it on.
Maybe.
Probably have it on. We'll get to that.
I mean, Grizzlies.
Hold it. Hold it.
Okay,
hold it. Hold it.
Okay.
Let's embrace debate, shall we?
Steph going 0-for-4 in the play-in. Could you imagine if that was LeBron?
Hence, one guy is judged differently than everybody else. How many times has LeBron been swept in the first round of the playoffs?
But Shaq told me Steph's the GOAT.
Got it. I saw this yesterday, and I let out a chortle, maybe? A chuckle? A kind of one of those, like a laugh, snortle kind of thing. And I thought, really?
Really?
That's what? Seriously?
Was it Okay, all right.
And then Sprague saw this and thought, hell yeah, brother. I'm eating my almonds over here with my sunglasses on. This is the right thing to do. So I'm wondering if Swag saw this story or not and whose side he is on.
Okay.
Yesterday it was announced this weekend is Colorado spring game. Do you believe?
They spring game attendance has not been good, by the way.
No, around the country it hasn't been good?
Yeah, there's been some.
Well, a lot of places have gone away from games or just doing like practices, yeah,
glorified practice.
Spring practice has always been.
You know where it's
going to
be great
is.
In 2 weeks? Eugene, Oregon, bitch. Weather's going to be delightful.
Highly doubt that game's going to be good at all.
The game's going to be great, and the crowd's going
to
be full. So
tune into
stick
the
fan, 1 p.m.
smoke on Saturday.
We'll have it on.
What are you doing?
Right here?
Are you going down?
Hell no, I'm not going down.
I thought you were the duck guy, the quack boy.
The duck boy. The,
they call you quack boy.
The duck bill boy.
Behind your back.
Waddle boy.
Dusty will be there.
Flap your feathers boy. What do they call me? So their spring game is on Saturday. Colorado's is. And they announced yesterday that at their spring game, Colorado will hold a ceremony to retire Travis Hunter's number 12 and Shador Sanders' number 2 jersey for the history of Colorado football.
All right, look here, Mallard Johnson. Retiring numbers in general is a core
blown out in the Alamo Bowl. Like, let's retire those numbers.
Did they play in it?
They did. They both played in the game.
The whole game?
The whole game.
Okay.
They lost by 40.
There were portal hops and stuff.
Yeah. The thanks.
Jerry was talking to Dion.
The thanks.
There was
the
stuff
thang.
Going on.
There was distractions.
Stupid.
Thank you.
Well, hold on.
It's stupid.
Hold
it is
on.
It's stupid
really
on two
stupid.
Levels.
Time out. I'm embracing
Colorado's won a national championship. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does anybody from the national championship team have their number retired?
Well, I was going to ask, do you know whose numbers have been retired at Colorado?
I don't have no clue. Let's look it up.
Feels like that should have been something we knew.
Is there any precedent? Did Bieniemy, Rashad Salaam.
Who's the coach?
It was McCartney.
No. Who is currently the coach of Colorado?
Well, yes.
Are we really going to be surprised by it? This is like being shocked Bronny got drafted in the second
no,
round.
No, I know that.
Are you guys from this country? Do you live on Earth? This is what
I understand
happens.
Why it's happening. It doesn't mean it's not stupid.
Okay, retiring numbers in
general. Do they unretire it if he leaves in 3 years? Do you unretire the jerseys or do they remain retired? Travis Hunter, he won the Heisman Trophy. Like, whatever. Heisman Trophy winners,
yeah.
If you want
yeah.
Like, if you wanted to argue to me that Oregon should retire the number 8. I got no issue with
why
that.
Why are we retiring numbers? What, like,
that's why the whole thing's funny.
Name and Ring of Honor stuff is the direction you go with this. Stop retiring numbers. So, it is a dumb philosophy.
According to my research on Google, Colorado, they have 6 retired jersey numbers. That's now counting Shador and Travis Hunter.
They had four prior.
Well,
who were they?
Byron White, who played in the 1930s but later served on the Supreme Court, so that's probably why he got his number retired.
Okay.
Joe Roeming, who played from 59 to 61, and he's in the College Football Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Bobby Anderson, the quarterback from 1967 to 69. He was also in the College Football Hall of Fame.
All right.
Rashawn Salaam.
Heisman.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he was a part of the 93-94 teams, and now Shador and Travis Hunter.
Travis Hunter, I get. He won a Heisman, might go into the College Football Hall of Fame at some point.
I'm asking sincerely, but does anybody have better numbers in a season than Shador in Colorado
Joel
history?
Joel Klatt, bitch.
I'm sure Joel Klatt
Steven Montez.
It beat Oregon.
Sam Noyer?
He did, dude. Yeah. They were dressed like
that
a duck.
That was a shocking
That was
upset.
When we knew the world was over.
Yeah, probably.
Like,
yeah,
that was the oh my God, the asteroids hitting Autzen Stadium.
First
right
of
now.
All, to Jerry there's Allen usually some
with
time
orange socks on.
Touchdown Montez.
What is happening?
Oh, they're going to lose to Colorado.
That's Colorado.
There's usually some time that passes.
Yeah, it's a pretty quick retirement.
Now. What do you mean? They're going
they're
in the
worried
draft.
He's going to leave, and he's eating his almonds, and they, I mean, this is a Dion move, which is what's so funny about
okay,
it.
Okay, can I ask you this?
Does it's Oregon just have any, I wonder, I'm going to look up, I no. genuinely don't think Oregon has any retired numbers.
I think we agree retiring numbers is dumb, right? That's a show agreement?
I'm not quite as extreme as you are, but I agree with the general philosophy.
College football is tough because you need, you have so many players, you need all the numbers. I believe in a ring of honor.
See, that's what I'm saying is, like, I think that in sports, and like the Yankees are doing this. They got like 80 numbers that are retired.
Exactly.
Do a ring of honor. Do like your whatever your Hall of Fame version of it is. Do that. The retiring of numbers is kind of, well, not kind of, it is fundamentally dumb.
It's a pretty dumb thing.
But I will say, if you were doing a ring of honor, they absolutely should be in it.
I'm okay
because
with that.
I want to ask you that. Okay, so
I'm okay with that.
We kind of agree. The only thing we disagree with is
Shador Sanders having his number retired is hilarious.
Okay, the number thing, I just think it's dumb in
Nobody
general.
Can ever wear the number two again in Colorado football history.
Sure.
Because he was so good.
Look, I'll ask you this, because they were 4-8 year one.
They were. Okay. 9-3, I believe, in year
2. 9-3 in year 2, not counting the bowl game.
Yes.
I'm asking sincerely, last time Colorado football mattered prior to their arrival was when?
When they played Oregon in the Fiesta Bowl, probably. They killed Nebraska in the final game of the season and then lost in the Fiesta Bowl.
2001?
2001. It had been a long time.
That's 20 years of irrelevance by most people's estimation. There's a lot of bad seasons in here, by the way. 5-7, 3-9, 3-10, 1-11, 4-8, 2-10, 4-9, 5-7, 5-7, like... I don't think you should retire numbers.
Cordell Stewart doesn't have his number retired.
See, that should be, yeah, correct it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying
retire that
shouldn't.
Jersey. Now we're going further.
No.
Now we're going further.
Do a Ring of Honor. Stop with the retirement of numbers. It's just, look at Portland.
We got way too many.
We got two number 30s.
We don't let anybody wear the number 7. It's like retired, but not retired at the same time.
We won't retire Jerome or Clot. Like,
not only is our organization in purgatory, our retired numbers are in purgatory.
But Jerome
7's not in the rafters. No, Jerome Kersey's not retired.
25's not retired?
I don't believe so.
Clyde is. Porter is.
Clyde, I thought they did retire Jerome.
I think Jerome's... I should
it might have been posthumously, but I think they did.
Here are your retired numbers. There are 12 jersey numbers retired. One, you can go ahead and guess who all... The
names there's a lot of 77.
1, 6, 13, 14, 15, 20, 22, 30, 30, twice.
Yeah.
32, 36, 45.
Wow.
Those are your...
So like retired...
Larry Weinberg was the owner.
Right.
Bill Russell was league-wide. Twardzik was 13, Hollins 14, Steele 15, Lucas 20, Drexler obviously 22, yeah, Gross and Porter 30, Walton 32, Lloyd Neal 36, Jeff Petrie 45, and Jack Ramsey 77 is also retired.
So, no, Jerome's was not.
Jerome's is not retired.
So, hey, just do a Ring of Honor. Stop with the number thing. And if you do a Ring of Honor and you don't do a number, I don't think people are quite laughing at this. It's just the number not being used ever again.
It's pretty funny. It's
like nobody can ever wear two. So legendary.
Might fall out of the top 10 in the draft.
At least Hunter got the Heisman.
Hunter, that's right. Heisman Trophy winners getting numbers retired. I'm okay with that. He's a generational player.
Cordell's not retired.
Exactly. So,
was he, is that overrated tenure at Colorado?
I mean, the numbers probably were. That's probably a college era. You go back and look at the numbers and be like,
Bieniemy's number isn't retired?
No, Bieniemy's number is not retired. No. Not retired.
I'm going to look up Cordell's college.
Look at Cordell's college stats. We'll see if we can get him right because somebody's now saying, nice, Sprague. Now the guy that jumped out of his truck to go to work right after he listened to your stats is going to walk around all day thinking Tamani can't shoot. Way to go, Sprague. God, he was really bad this year. We got a lot to get to in the final hour. Crunch Time brought to you as always by Crunch Fitness. $9.99 a month. Find your Crunch Time in Portland, Vancouver online. Crunch.com. We'll go to Phoenix coming up bottom of the hour. Let's get into the mail sack. It's juicy. It's big. It's loaded. Right. Next on The Fam.